KC107.7, the sound that sets you free.
Nou, vir julle wat ingeskakel is, welkom weer eens op jou middagete program. Vandag bring ons dan hulde aan 'n dierbare vriende, vriendin van ons almal, gemeenskapsmens, 'n gemeenskapswerker en dan ook iemand met 'n persoonlikheid wat vir niks terug staan nie. Marcia, die late Marcia Sears, wat van dies week dan ook vir ons verlaat het. Sy was 'n geliefde familielid, sy was ook 'n waardevolle deel van ons gemeenskap en altyd bereidwillig om altyd 'n grappie of twee dan ook te maak. Baie het gesproke, sommige van ons het nie gehoor daarvan nie, maar nou ja, sy het haar sê gesê. Nou saam met ons in die ateljee het ons nou haar sister, dis Marcia se sister, dit is Sylvia Matie en dan ook haar dogter. Ons sal dogter is hier, dat is Moesha Sears. Welcome and welcome on Casey, how are you guys?
Baie dankie. Wow,
thank you.
Okay, kom ons gaan ons gaan net so 'n terugblikkie vat van wie sy is, 'n tribute aan ook aan haar. Nou, kan julle vir ons sê wie Marcia was? Sy was nie net vir jou suster nie en sy was vir jou ook 'n ma. Anything that you want to share with her about that?
Marcia Sears is een van 6 kinders. Sy was die jongste kind van Attie en Karlien Mattie. Marcia Sears was baie geliefd. Ons is baie, baie liefe Marcia. En Marcia Sears het altyd haar weg opgesien om vir allemaal te vermaak. Dit was Marcia Sears.
And for you, you stayed with her. How,
yes,
what kind of mom was she?
Oh, she was an amazing mother. She was my everything. My heart breaks with every sentence I say. And I said, oh no, I could never speak on the radio about her, you know, because it's such a private moment and like such intimate moments that we shared together. You know, whether it was her work, whether we were preparing for her work interviews and her slideshows, she would be like, you're my editor, you're my writer, you must help me with your PowerPoints. So that's like what I would remember, and I was like, my mother was like this very bubbly and vibrant person, you know. She was like a champagne, like a bubbly, and she really enjoyed it, and that was her life. She was very extrovert, and I'm sure that she touched everyone she met, you know. And she would just own the place when she walks in, you know. You can hear her boots like clacking, click clacking on the floor. So that's what I remember, and that's what I'll always remember about her. There's so much more. Obviously, but it's just so personal, you know, it's just so personal. I didn't want to share that, but actually now that I'm sharing it, it feels actually like a weight has been taken off of my shoulder, because this is the community she served for so many years, you know. So yes, I'm actually really honored to be here as well.
Thanks, Ma'am Moesha. And also the fact that she was a community person, she was a mom and a wife and also a family member.
Yes.
At home. She always made time for you guys, although she had a hectic program outside the house.
Yes, she did. She made all the time in the world for us, I would say. You know, it was the equal balance, you know, and it's really hard to do that. It's really hard to also consider your work and to consider your family and a personal life and a social life, you know. And she was a woman that could deal with it really well, I would say. You know, there was nothing that she really couldn't do at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that her sister can attest for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maar sy was 'n familie vaste mens, goeie waardes. Eenvoudige ouers gehad, maar Marcia het hy waardes in haar oors aangeneem. En Marcia het die uniekheid gehad, soos enige ander kind. Marcia het elke aand, het sy haar mami nog geleverd, haar mami het haar 2 jaar ontval, haar daddy het meer as 10 jaar van ontval, maar elke aand het Marcia huis toe gekom. Sy noem het huis, sy kom huis toe, en sy kom sit by haar huis, en sy kom maak wat gereed by haar huis, en sy kom doen nog soos sy gedoen het by mama se huis, en papa se huis, en dit is wie Marcia was. Sy het geglo in haar waarde, het geglo in haar familie. Sy was baie lief vir haar familie. Daar was 'n spesifieke kind oor wie Marcia gek was. Sy moes saans die kind kom groet, het sy nooit verby gery nie.
En wat is een van die kosbaarste herinneringe wat jy sal koester, that you will value of your mom?
This makes me emotional. But it was our registration day for my university. And we worked so hard, specifically towards this day. And I was like, Mommy, I'm so nervous to you. And my mother wasn't blessed with the best voice out there. And she's like, my kind, ek gaan nog vir jou 'n liedjie sing. You know, and then she would sing it to me, and it would just like, then I would just laugh, because even if it was out of tune, you know, then I would just laugh, and because we all knew her and she used to sing. So then we were, and after registration, she was so happy that I got registered. And then there's this video of her just dancing and singing. She had the time of her life. You know, it was from this movie, Dirty Dancing. And she was dancing with a cup of coffee in her hand because she was just so proud that she was able to register her daughter.
Maar jy ook al nie besluit om te sê, mami, asseblief toch man, ons is nie
so many times,
En wat is dit wat jy het as familie dan ook, sisters en broers en aunties en ooms dan ook, sal saamneem wat van jy voel?
Ja, maar sy as een wat baie kon praat, sy was soos die dochter gesê, sy was uitgesproke. Sy het jou nie eens rarig kans gegeef, sy is die jongste, maar sy het die meeste gepraat. Sy het jou nooit rarig kans gegeef om jou saak te stel, want sy was so gretig om te vertel van haar dag, of van haar, of van enige iets. Maar sy was net, sy was absoluut een fenomenale vrou gewees. Sy was liefdevol, sy was nederig, sy was alles in een pakket, sy kon vir ons laat lach, en wat is altijd sal blijven, die nekies, jy kon vir haar die ring trek, as sy die rooi kuif, as sy instap met die rooi kuif, en reg op sy die dochter gesê, dan gaan die skoekies, klip, 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 maar ons het die stap het ons al geken, as sy die gang afbeweeg het, sy is daar, kom sy in, queen, queen of hearts.
Always supportive for you, Misha, when whatever you do.
Yes,
the decisions that you make, she respect
yes.
that?
Yes, in fact, she didn't just accept it. She celebrated the decisions I made, and I made really, I've been making really tough decisions like recently in my life. And she was there every step behind me. I remember us sitting up waiting for matric results, you know, her taking me to interviews. And it was just, she did so much for me, you know. I didn't know how to thank her. I don't know how. I still don't know how to thank her. Because just saying thanks just wouldn't be enough. So not only did she accept my decisions and appreciated them, she celebrated them with me and with my family and with my father as well.
Wat is die memories wat julle sal saamvat?
Die geaardheid van my, die eenvoud. En die liefde van minder bevoorrecht is, en die waardes wat sy geheg het, sy sal altyd begin, ma so dit sê, pa so dit sê, sy was in fact ons witbroekie van ma en pa, want sy kon alles recht kry, en die geaardheid, die sprankelende persoonlikheid wat ma sy gehad het, sy ingestap het, ons reeds genoem, by vertrek, dan verlicht die gesprek, sy kon by enige gesprek instap, dan kon sy praat, en soms kan sy ook die gesprek oorvat, en ooral waar jy instap, jy partijtje of enige geselligheid. Masha was die middelpunt, nie omdat sy die middelpunt wil wees, maar sy was so geliefd onder allemaal, want allemaal het vir op jy hande gedra, net oor haar persoonlikheid. Sy het die persoonlikheid gehad, wat vir niks skrik nie, en dit sal ons, ons sal het nooit na by haar persoonlikheid kom nie, maar dit sal ons altyd koester, en van haar sal ons altyd in ons hart dra. Sy is uitgeets in ons hart, in ons allemaal se harte, want ons is baie, baie lief vir haar.
Toe die nieuws vir jylle bereik, was jy daarby, of toe jy in die nieuws hoor, dit moest seker baie emotioneel gewees het vir jou ook, Moesje?
Yes, and it was. It was so emotional for me, but there was this like wave of just like relief, and it's not a relief in a bad sense, it's relief in like, that my mother doesn't have to suffer anymore, there's no pain for her, you know? I just felt so, like I accepted her, and I knew, and this one, I was speaking to this one woman, and she's like, you know, don't see it as your mother leaving you, see it rather as someone that you like long distance, like you're sharing this long distance with this person, and you can't necessarily call them, but just know that they're there every step of the way for you, because that is what my mother was. She was there every step of the way for me, and I just see it as like this really long distance relationship between me and my mother at this point.
En jy het dan nie van die, wat is het wat jy, toen jy die nieuws ook gehoor het?
Ja, gelukkig was ek bevoorreg om by haar te sit, en ek het het waar geneem, hoe sy haar laaste asem uitgeblaas het, en soos haar dochter sê, ons is so tevrede, want ons kan sien, letterlik en figuurlik het sy sagheen gegaan, en dit het ons harte verblij, dat daar geen leiding was nie, en dat Masha gereed was, om na ewige tuiste te gaan, en dit sal ons altyd bybly, so hartseer soos dit klink, Masha is veilig in God se akker.
What will you miss the most, Masha?
Oh, I would miss her sense of humor. I would miss her sense of humor so much. Because when they were like so serious, like I would be so serious about everything. I'd be like, Mommy, this is my marks. Now this is my marks. I said, Neva, what's the rest? Yeah, it's going to be fine, darling. It's going to be fine. I said, no worry, darling. I said, right, it's 108 sword. And that was my mother. I'm going to miss that. Because, you know, if it was a serious situation, she'd be like, no, it's not that big of a deal. It's fine. And just like she used to bring this like the sense of humor to you to your situation. Not that she would ignore it necessarily, the urgency, but she would be there as a very supportive energy, and it'd be like, no, you can do this, you can do it, you can overcome whatever obstacle comes your way. I'm really gonna miss that.
Any of the other family leader? What is it?
Yeah, the broers. Ek is die enigste suster van haar, nou haar broers is so emotioneel. Ons het die neiging om allemaal by mekaar te kom, het sy waterdag, enige dag van die week. Ons het altyd, ons is baie hechte familie, ons het altyd by mekaar. En sy is so die ligpunt in die familie. En allemaal kloek rondom haar letterlik en figuurlik. Sy het so 'n vriendekring, 'n baie hechte vriendekring gehad. En ek sal nooit die oomblik vergeet toe hulle in die hospitaal was, en ons draai allemaal maskers en hulle sit daar langs op haar bed en sy is ook sonder een masker en sy lag en sy gesels. Dit was my een van die mooiste oomblikke saam met haar vriende, min het ons geweet, dit sal Masha se laaste oomblik wees wat sy nou aan haar vriende gaan wy nie. Maar Masha se ruim hart en haar openhartigheid en haar mededeelsamheid, dit is goed wat ons altyd sal onthou van haar. En sy is een vrou wat hard gewerk het. Sy was leergierig, sy was weetgierig, sy was nieuwsgierig. En al die hy eigenskap en hy waardes van haar, dat is goed wat ons altyd by ons sal hou. En altyd sal met ons sal dra. En vir ons kleinkinder wat achterblij, wil ons die waardes van Tannie leer. Want sy was ons allemaal se Tannie, jonk of oud. Ons het allemaal gesê Tannie, Tannie, Tannie.
Yeah, I just want to finish with that finish one day. I'm not going to say the last word. You're going to say the last word. But you remember there's a song that every step I take, every move I make, I'll be missing you. So you will really experience that, Moesha, you and Tani here, because whenever as die koffie ingegooi het en die goed het gemors, what would she have said? Of die brood is die regge bakkie, of whatever, die kop is te half, of wat ook al. You will always remember those fine moments and those special moments of when we as Casey would love to us condolences and also be with the family, also all of the arrangements. Please, please keep us informed of what's happened in the next step, and because we want to share it with you and also tell the community what is happening. Any closing words from you, Moesha?
Oh, I would actually just like to thank her very much so. And I would like to thank my dad because he's been really strong, or he's been trying. But yes, and I would like to thank Radio Casey as well, you know, for this opportunity to be able to speak to the community on, you know, a broader level, because I know most people aren't aware. You know, but now with like this new technology, we're able to broadcast it, and I would like to thank the community as well. So thank you to everyone, in fact. And I think that's it for now. Hey?
Yes, I know that it's the somber, the atmosphere at home is very somber, because yes. This is the phase that before you have to say, we have to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. To our friend and also our mom and our wife and everything. So all of the best. And anything from you, ma'am?
Ja, wat Radio Kasie, ons wil jy hartelik bedank. Dankie vir die oomblik. Sy sal nie daarvan goud ons sal ophemelie, maar dit is net hoe sy was. En dankie dat jy ook van die kans gegin het om te kom praat oor die radio, want dit het sy ook gedoen met liefde. En oorlog was sy gaan sy als met liefde gedoen. So Radio Kasie, neem ons dank aan. Ons is baie dankbaar vir jy as gemeenskap radio en mag jy van kracht tot kracht gaan. Mag jy heren vir die nodige kracht jy elke omroeper om net die beste te doen vir ons gemeenskap. Baie dankie, Radio Kasie.
Nou, ons wil vir u ook sê, baie dankie dat u die tyd afgeknip het, Moesha. I know that it is difficult for you. When I lost my mom also, my dad is like very emotional. You have to work through. People will say, ons dink aan jou, man, ons dink aan jou, but you don't feel it. as I feel it, because that person is my blood and we stayed together and we did a lot of stuff together. Jy het ingekom en dan het jy weer uitgegaan. I stayed with this lady and this guy, my mom and my dad, till they not there. And just be think thoughtful and thinking that we are there with you. Baie dankie vir die woorde en baie dankie vir die tyd wat jy afgestaan het om vir ons dan ook te sê. Vir my was dit net so groot skok, want soos beide van julle gesê het, baie uitgesproke, al dit gesê wat op haar hart is, en nie bang om dit te sê nie. Weer eens, baie dankie, and all of the best with the arrangements and everything. As I said, please keep us in the loop of what's happening, so that we can share it with the community. Enjoy the rest of your day, till next time then.
Yeah, thank you.